Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to answer a question that I get from a lot of people. So many people come out of a relationship with a narcissist and they're really hard on themselves and they say, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I'm the narcissist. And understand this. This is what the narcissist wants you to think. They want you to think that you're the problem, okay? You're the narcissist. And if you ever call a narcissist out and call them a narcissist, the first thing they're going to do is flip it and call you the narcissist, all right? So they never can take accountability. And a lot of people, after a narcissistic relationship, they start to second guess themselves and say, you know, maybe I am narcissistic. Maybe there is something wrong with me. Maybe, you know, I'm the problem in the relationship. So I'm going to go through, you know, sure signs that you are not the narcissist, all right? And the difference between somebody who's a narcissist and somebody who isn't, all right? Number one, I made a whole list, okay, you guys? Number one, all right, let's get to the list right now. Number one sign that you are not the narcissist is that you could take accountability, all right? When something goes wrong, you can own when you are wrong. You don't have to deflect. See, narcissists are all about deflections. They constantly want to flip the blame on somebody else to avoid shame or avoid accountability. So if you're a type of person that if somebody comes up to you and they, you know, bring out something that you did wrong or something, you can acknowledge it and say, oh, you know, I'm sorry I did that, or I'll have to correct that, or I could see where you're coming from, all right? You're not afraid to own when you're wrong, okay? Next sign that you're not the narcissist, you're not hyper-focused on your image or how others perceive you. You're not worried about what everybody thinks about you to the point of, you know, where you can't function, all right? See, a narcissist is hyper-focused on what everybody else thinks about them. That's why they'll always ask you, oh, what does your mother think about me? What does your family think about me? What do your friends think about me? What they say about me, okay? A narcissist is always worried at how they're perceived. This is why they can't be themselves. This is why they're chameleons and they can change up around different people to portray a false, fake, phony persona, all right, persona, like the covert narcissist. The covert narcissist wants to be portrayed as this loving, good person, an empathetic person. They show you the exact opposite of who they truly are in the beginning because they're worried about their image. But if you're somebody who's like, you know, this is me, I can be my true, authentic self. And if you don't like me, well, that's your problem, okay? Then you're... That shows that you're not narcissistic. You don't care what other people necessarily think about you. You could be yourself. So if you could be yourself and not worry what other people think, chances are you're not the narcissist, all right? The other way you know whether you're a narcissistic is narcissistic people don't respect other people in the world, okay? Narcissistic people will cut the line, cut somebody driving, you know, they feel like they can, you know, shove themselves in front of somebody else and beat other people out. They don't respect other people. They don't respect other people's space. Okay. They always have to come first. All right. But if you're somebody who understands and respects other people and says, you know, I have to wait my turn online, or, you know, you respect the fact you go to a restaurant, you're not obnoxious with the waiter and feel like, you know, you're entitled to be treated like a king or queen. You understand. If you're somebody who can look at it from somebody else's point of view and you can feel other people's, you know, you know, from another person's point of view, then you're not the narcissist. See, a narcissist will never want to look at it from somebody else's point of view. It's always about them. So when you say something to a narcissist like, can't you see it from my point of view? Or can't you see where I'm coming from? Or can't you see why I feel this way? A narcissist is going to get irate because they don't want to look at it from your point of view, because to look at it from your point of view means that they may have to face shame and take accountability. So they never want to look at it from somebody else's point of view, because then they would have to, you know, look at it from a point that they're doing something wrong. This is why narcissists have tunnel vision, all right? They only see what they want to see. This is why you can't resolve conflict with a narcissist. And this brings me to one of the biggest ways you know you're not the narcissist. If you could sit down at a table and you could talk to somebody and you can acknowledge the facts, you can acknowledge the truth, you can sit down and resolve conflict with somebody, you can own when you're wrong, then you are definitely not the narcissist, okay? Because this is something a narcissist can't do. They can't sit down and resolve conflict because they don't, again, they're avoidant to facing shame. So that's why, for instance, when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they will stonewall you, not let you finish a sentence. They don't even want to hear what you have to say, okay? They're not even giving you a chance to say what you have to say. They won't acknowledge you. They won't validate you. They walk out on you, okay? That is somebody who can't resolve conflict. And why is that? Because they don't want to be called out for their shit, okay? They don't want to own anything. So they avoid it, all right? So if you're somebody who doesn't avoid conflict, all right, and you're able to sit down and talk about something, then you are not the narcissist. Now, people are going to come back at me and they're going to say, well, sometimes people avoid conflict because they don't want to have a big fight with somebody, all right? I understand that. There are some people that try to calm a situation. They don't want to fight with somebody, so they will avoid, you know, getting into it with someone. But the point is, at some point, you have to be able to communicate with your partner or whoever you're having the problem with. So, you know, you have to be able to communicate. And if you can't communicate respectfully, be able to hear somebody out and they should hear you out, then guess what? You have a fucking problem, all right? And a lot of times it could be that you're narcissistic and you don't want to hear what somebody else has to say, because again, you don't want to deal with shame, all right? So narcissistic people, they don't want to deal with shame. They avoid any kind of, like a covert narcissist always avoids any kind of conflict because again, they can't deal with it, all right? You ever confront a covert narcissist with something that they don't want to hear? They're either going to tell you, why do you keep bringing up the past? Or can we just move on from here? Or, you know, you're always looking to fight, okay? They'll say anything because they're trying to avoid being able to sit down and resolve conflict. They don't want to deal with it because they might have to face the fact that they're wrong, okay? So they're going to be avoidant of it and they will disappear on you. They may go silent on you for even trying to bring something up. That's to control you so you never bring it up. So the bottom line is this, you guys. If you are a type of person that can sit down nicely, fairly, listen to what somebody has to say, acknowledge what somebody has to say, acknowledge when you're wrong, you're able to resolve conflict, you're able to compromise, you are not the narcissist. A narcissist doesn't want to compromise, okay? That's why they should never be in a relationship. Because with a narcissist, it's all about me, the narcissist. It's not about we, the couple, okay? So they don't respect other people's feelings and they don't want to compromise themselves. And a lot of them will say, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Like I had a client, she was dealing with a guy who kept telling her, well, nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't do, or nobody's going to tell me what to do. Well, great. Then don't be in a fucking relationship, okay? Don't be in a relationship, because when you're in a relationship, you have to compromise with your partner. It's a mutual thing where each of you, sometimes you may not want to do what your partner does, but you compromise and they do the same. And, you know, that's how you work with somebody. But see, a narcissist, they're like a dictator. They want to do what they want to do. And if you don't like it, a lot of them, they'll be like, well, you know, if you don't like it, tough, okay? And a lot of them are independent because of so much supply out there that they could run to. So they feel like, well, if you don't put up with it, guess what? I'll find somebody else that does put up with it. And they may find somebody else that does put up with it, but eventually the narcissist will find a problem with them, or that person will find a problem with the narcissist, and it won't work out. Why? Because you're not able to resolve conflict, all right? So that's a big sign, you guys, whether you're the narcissist is whether you could resolve conflict, all right? Now, let me move along on my list. So, you know, you're not the narcissist if you could take accountability, if you're not worried about your image because of your fragile ego, you know, you're somebody that's not hyper-focused on your image and so deathly afraid of what people think of you because you have low self-esteem as a narcissist, you couldn't care less what anybody thinks about you. You know, if you're a person who respects other people in the world and doesn't feel entitled, you know, to this, or entitled to cut the line, or entitled to cut somebody off on a highway ramp, you know, you're not the narcissist 9 times out of 10 times. Now, another big point about whether you're the narcissist or not. Okay, I'm going to get deep with this. Narcissists are not righteous people. They don't have morals and values. They do whatever they have to do to serve their own selfish interests, all right? So, in other words, they don't care if they cheat. They don't care if they lie. They don't care if they hurt you along the way, all right? A moralistic, righteous person, or a person, let's say, of God even, doesn't necessarily have to be a person of God, but people of God that truly are believers in God will try to do the right thing, the righteous thing. Why? Because they're filled with the Holy Spirit and they believe that it's divine law to do the right thing. You do the right thing, okay? Which means that you're not above God, all right? You respect other people, but a narcissist doesn't do that. A narcissist is morally corrupt. That's why they can lie, they could cheat, they can steal, and they can even kill, all right? So if you're somebody like that, that has morals and values and doesn't believe in being a liar, you know, would not want to hurt somebody because, again, it's about respect. You respect another person's feelings and emotions. You have empathy for other people. You would want somebody to treat you that way. You are not the narcissist, okay? Another sign you are not the narcissist is that you can acknowledge the truth, okay? And this is where narcissists don't acknowledge the truth. They give you a word salad, they gaslight you, they do the dumb card like the covert narcissist, all right? All of these are mind games. Mind games. Understand this. A narcissist knows what the truth is, but what they do is justify, you know, going against what the truth is in order for their own selfish needs, all right? So they'll say something like, well, they'll know they cheated on you and they know it's wrong, but what they do is they justify it by saying, well, I had to cheat on you, okay? You were always working. Or I had to cheat on you because you always fight at me, okay? So they justify whatever they do, but they do know when it's wrong, okay? They do know when it's wrong. And I had somebody make a comment and say, well, you know, you always talk about the evil of the narcissist, this and that, but, you know, a lot of times they are victims of, you know, their circumstances where they may have been through trauma or they may have, you know, been through bad things in their life. And, you know, they are just like a product of, you know, their environment. And you really shouldn't call them evil and everything like that. Listen, I'm going to call it whatever the fuck I want to call it. And that's exactly what it is. Trauma or no trauma. Other people go through trauma, but it is a choice. It is a choice when you hurt other people. A narcissist is not, you know, mentally insane where they don't know what right and wrong is. So let's stop making excuses, all right? When we talk about mental illness, all right? And you can't, you'll never be able to do that in a court of law. Never be able to do that in a court of law. You can never, what are you going to do? You're going to go into a court of law and say, oh, well, the narcissist stole from the corner store because, you know, they're a narcissist and they had trauma growing up. Oh, so they're going to get excused from punishment? Never happened. Why? Because they're not, you know, diagnosed. They don't have a diagnosis of being mentally insane. So therefore, they know what's right and wrong. So don't come back at me and say, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't call them evil. You shouldn't say, you know, they have a mental illness. Just because you have a mental illness does not excuse you from taking accountability, okay? Unless you don't know what right and wrong is and you have a diagnosis of being mentally insane, okay? So we go by what the law of the land is, what the courts go by, and that's what you should go by as well when you sit there and say, well, they should get a pass, all right? No, they shouldn't get a pass for hurting other people, all right? Because they know what they're doing. They know that they're hurting other people, but they're more concerned on themselves. That's not an excuse. I could have done the same thing. I could have went through trauma as a child, but I choose not to hurt other people, okay? Because I know that morally it's not right, okay? That's the difference. And I went off on a tangent here, so, and I gotta get through my list, but the point is, narcissists have no morals and values. So if you're a righteous person and you do the right thing and you try to be fair and just, guess what? You're not the narcissist, all right? Next, and if you can acknowledge the truth, you can acknowledge when you're wrong, you know, you can face shame. If you could face shame 9 times out of 10, you are not the narcissist, because this is exactly what a narcissist can't do. They'll always say, well, it's not my fault, all right? It's your fault, or you made me do it, or they deflect, okay? Or they say you're the problem, all right? But if you could sit there and you could face shame, like I said from the beginning, you can own when you're wrong. You are not the narcissist, guys, all right? Next, if you have empathy for others, all right, then you probably are not the narcissist, because a narcissist doesn't have empathy for other people. They don't care if you're sick. They don't care if you're going through hard times. And they will abandon you if you're dealing with a covert narcissist. They will pretend to be there for you, but they will disappear in hard times. That's how you're going to know really that you're dealing with that covert narcissist, because they pretend to have your back. They pretend to be there for you. But when the chips are down, that covert narcissist disappears. And then they come back and give you an excuse why they weren't there for you. Ding, ding, ding. I'm dealing with a covert narcissist who's portraying one side that they're empathetic when they're really not. Okay. So you guys, if you have empathy for other people, maybe you're the type of person that tries to help people in need, or you volunteer, or you have a good heart, you are not the narcissist. If you're not the narcissist, if you have a good heart, a narcissist has a black heart. In other words, they don't care when somebody is in distress. They don't care about disabled people. They don't care about sick people. As a matter of fact, they don't even want to be around these kind of people. They can't stand being around these kind of people unless they want to use them and get something out of them because they're vulnerable, all right? So they are horrible, horrible, disgusting people. They are reprobates. That's what they are. They're reprobates. And look it up and you'll see that's exactly what they are, okay? These are not people that you want around in your life. Understand something. You know, in this world, this is not heaven here, okay? This is not heaven here. Life is a test. You are being tested by God to see if you still have your faith at the end of this rocky road of life, okay? So along this journey here on earth, you're going to deal with evil people, with evil desires, and people that are obsessed with material, superficial things and things of the flesh, okay? And these are all things that God disdains. He disdains people that are obsessed with things of this world, all right? So why are you going to put yourself around people like that? They're only going to take you down anyway. You need to separate from people that are obsessed and idolize. They're idolizing these things. Maybe people that idolize money, all right? Or, you know, it's not, you know, it's not the way you live, okay, if you want to live a righteous life. So that's what narcissists are. They're obsessed with, you know, idolatry, such as money, possessions, and they will be obsessed with trying to get everything they can and cut somebody's throat along the way because that's where they put their importance. Their importance is on material possessions. Their importance is on sex and instant gratification and pleasure of the flesh. They are interested in things of this world, all right? And somebody made a comment, and it was true, and they said that narcissism really is predominant in Western culture. And what is Western culture? It is obsessed with the material, superficial things of this world, okay? It's not obsessed with, you know, it doesn't acknowledge God. It doesn't acknowledge that there is a higher being that, you know, you have to live. They don't follow, you know, divine law. Narcissists don't follow divine law, all right? And you know where they're going to be destined for, all right? You know, the good old lake of fire if they don't, you know, repent. So, you know I'm saying strong words here, but, you know, if you're somebody who looks outside the box, you will see, you will understand exactly what I'm saying. You will get it, all right? A lot of people don't get it because they only think as far as what they see. They don't see beyond, all right? And that's the narcissist. They have tunnel vision. They only see what's in front of them and what is going to serve, you know, their instant pleasures and their fetishes and everything like that, all right? Now, another sign that you're not the narcissist is you don't have to gaslight or lie, okay? Very simple. You don't have to gaslight or lie. If somebody asks you a question, you can answer it truthfully. You don't have to deflect and sit there like the covert narcissist and say, I don't know what you're talking about, okay? Or do the amnesia routine like, I don't remember, okay? This is all somebody who gaslights, who lies, all right? Gaslighting is like an indirect way to confuse you and be a liar. That's what gaslighting is. It's to deflect, confuse you, and not acknowledge, you know, it's deflecting from speaking the truth. But if you're somebody who can speak the truth, you have no problem with the truth, you can own the truth, you are not the fucking narcissist, all right? It's the other one, all right? So you can answer a question. You don't have a problem. You don't have to dodge that question. You don't have to blame shift and call somebody else something because someone's asking you a question. You can simply answer the question. 9 times out of 10, you're not the narcissist, all right? Another thing, okay, with narcissists. The narcissist, you guys, feels that the world owes them something, okay? If you're a humble person, you understand that, you know what, sometimes life isn't fair, but it is what it is. I appreciate what I have. You appreciate whatever you have in this world. A narcissist doesn't appreciate jack shit, okay? All they appreciate is what you could do for them, but they really don't appreciate it. They expect it. So if you're somebody who doesn't expect things and you could humble yourself, if you could humble yourself, period, dot, end of fucking story, you are not the narcissist, okay? Narcissists can't humble themselves, all right? They can never do that. A narcissist is proud and haughty, all right? Two things that God disdains. So if you're somebody who's not, you know, there's such a thing as healthy pride, and there's such a thing as unhealthy pride, all right? It's okay to have, you know, self-love for yourself and pride in who you are and pride in how you look and everything. But then there's the unhealthy proud where you feel you're better than someone else. You feel you don't have to resolve conflict with someone else. And you could basically cut somebody off because you're proud, all right? And you see this in narcissistic families. You have the narcissist who's proud, okay? That's usually the narcissistic parent who will not humble themselves because they think they're above you and they don't have to respect your boundaries, okay? And that's where they could leave you for dead. And actually, somebody made a comment, some other influencer said, oh, narcissists don't leave you for dead. They most certainly do fucking leave you for dead, especially if it's family. That's how you know somebody doesn't know shit about narcissism, because they're only thinking of it from a relationship standpoint of view. When you deal with family, when you deal with narcissistic family members, they most definitely can leave you for dead, all right? Trust me when I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I'm speaking from experience, all right? No better life lesson. So understand this, all right? If you're somebody who's not proud and haughty to the point where you think you're better, you don't have to lower yourself, you know, you could be the narcissist if you're somebody who's proud and haughty, rather. But if you can humble yourself and you can say when you're wrong and, you know, you have humility, then 9 times out of 10, you're not the narcissist. All right. Now, moving along. The other thing, too, about narcissists, you guys, narcissists don't trust. All right. Now, I'm not saying somebody's a narcissist if they don't have trust. That's that's a possibility that could happen. Somebody may not trust, but they're not necessarily a narcissist. But be aware, narcissists just don't trust. They don't trust anybody. They feel it's a dog-eat-dog world, and they got to do what they got to do, and nobody's going to get over on them, all right? The other thing you know you're not the narcissist is that you don't disappear when your loved one needs you, okay? Why? Because you have empathy and you care for that person. Again, I'm not going to repeat myself. I brought this up already, but a narcissist will disappear on you, all right? The other thing is you don't have to manipulate people for something like money, sex, a place to live, all right? You don't expect those things. You don't use manipulation to get what you want. You fucking work for what you want to get the things that you want. You don't have to use people and manipulate them to get a fucking place to live like a broke, busted narcissist does, all right? So if you don't have to manipulate people for things like sex, money, place to live, or even an ego boost, then guess what? 9 times out of 10, you're not the narcissist, because those are things that a narcissist will do, all right? They'll use people to get whatever supply they want instead of going out and fucking working for it. But we know that a lot of times narcissists can be very lazy and they want things handed to them. They feel it's easier to manipulate somebody for it than actually put the work in, because narcissists don't want to put the work in, okay? So, and if you're not the narcissist, you don't need your ego constantly fed. You're not sitting in front of the mirror for 2-3 hours before you go out because you're so fucking scared of what people will think of you, and you're trying to attract supply. So you want to make sure you don't even have a piece of lint on your shirt, See, a narcissist, they will never go out most of the time, okay? I'm talking for most, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. But most of the time, a narcissist is very, very worried about how they look and how people perceive them. So they'll be constantly staring at themselves in the mirror, all right? The other thing that a lot of narcissists do, okay, and you guys are going to laugh at this, a lot of narcissists love to put their picture in their house of themselves, okay, like a big mural or something, like to idolize themselves, or like on their Facebook, all big pictures of them on their cover profile and everything like that, because it's all about me, 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 all right? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that people that do that are narcissists, but narcissists, they constantly want people to idolize them and, you know, flatter their ego, all right? The other thing is, you're not the narcissist if you're content in who you are. You could be happy, you could be satisfied, you appreciate what you have. A narcissist is never happy, never content, never satisfied, and deep down, they're not, you know, they're not happy and they're not content with who they are. So that's why they have this constant need to fill up that empty space within them with you know, ego boosting and validation from a lot of different people. They can't just be validated by one. They need constant ego petting by a lot. The more people, the better, okay? One is not enough for the narcissist. They constantly need other people besides their partner to make them feel like they are super fucking terrific, okay? They always want people to think that they're super fucking terrific, and that's why a lot of them brag all the time. Nobody's a bigger narcissist than a bragger, all right? Why? Because they have to prove who the fuck they are. They want people to idolize them, all right? Narcissists want people to idolize them and praise them and, you know, that's what they're looking for. So they're constantly bragging about, oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. Oh, I look at what I did outside. I painted this. Oh, I got this award. Oh, I got that award. They're always trying to prove something to other people that they are super terrific, okay? So when you see somebody who's constantly got to prove something, oh, they got to prove how great they are, or they're constantly sending pictures of you flexing in the gym so you could go, oh, you're so good looking. Oh my God, you're so terrific. Or they have pictures with politicians or with athletes because they're trying to ride off the coattails of celebrities or prominent people, all right? There is your fucking narcissist. They want to be revered as somebody who's important, somebody who's special, somebody who's a celebrity, somebody who is bigger and better than you, okay? But if you're somebody who really doesn't give a rat's ass, okay, you are just who you are. You don't have to impress anybody. And if they don't like you, oh, well, that's their problem because I am who I am. Then guess what? You're not the narcissist, okay? Because narcissists always need to impress people, all right? They're always trying to prove something, all right? Let me check on my list. The other thing, too, and I had mentioned this before, is you're not the narcissist. This is the big one. If you, you know, you could respect other people. Narcissists don't respect other people. The only time the narcissist respects somebody, and it's actually a fake respect, they pretend to respect people, is if they want to associate with somebody who's got money or somebody who's of stature, or they need something out of that person. Other than that, they don't respect jack shit. That's why a narcissist, if you're just a regular Joe Schmo type of person, they will not even want to look at you twice in a room full of people. They're going to go where the money and the prominence, where the prominent people are. They don't care about, you know, a Joe or Sally average, okay? They don't care about Joe or Sally average. They want to be where the important people are. That's where you'll find the narcissist, you know, because again, they're worried about their image. It's all about image, all right? So if you find that you're not these type, you don't have these type of qualities, then 9 times out of 10, you're not the narcissist. And remember this, a big one, narcissists are flat out selfish. Biggest indicator, no empathy and selfish, and look at their image, all right? Narcissists are very, very selfish people. They come first. They talk about themselves all the time. But if you're respectful, and again, what did I say? You can humble yourself, then guess what? You're not the narcissist, okay? So you guys, understand this. When you come out of this, these narcissistic relationships, these people are trying to, you know, mind fuck you into thinking that you're the narcissist. But if you were somebody who was able to sit down, speak the truth, acknowledge the facts, own when you're wrong, be able to compromise with somebody, okay? You don't have to run. You don't have to name call, all right? And you're not selfish. You respect your partner, all right? You're not the narcissist, period, dot, end of story. The narcissist is the one who's selfish. The narcissist is the one who wants their way. The narcissist is the one who can't sit down and resolve conflict, that goes silent on you or yells and screams. If it's an overt, grandiose, or malignant narcissist, yells and screams in your face and tells you what a horrible person you are. That's the narcissist, all right? And the narcissist is the one who's always doing everything for themselves and not worried about you, okay? That's the selfish partner or person maybe in your family, okay? They're worried about themselves more than they're worried about anybody else, even their kids, all right? They're disgusting because they don't take into accountability other people's feelings, emotions. They could if they wanted to, but they don't want to. That is the difference. A narcissist doesn't want to if they don't have to acknowledge other people's feelings and emotions, okay? If they can go through life not acknowledging someone's feelings, emotions, and they could still get by, they're gonna do it, all right? So that's when you see the narcissist that acknowledges people's feelings and emotions because they fucking need you for something, all right? They need you for something, and that's when you see them go to therapy and pretend like they're really trying to change. It's a joke. It's a joke. A therapy to a narcissist is a joke because a real narcissist will never think there's anything wrong with them. They'll always think you're the problem, okay? So that's the difference, you guys. So I'm going to wrap up. I'm losing my voice. I'm always going over here. I try to podcast as much as possible, but it's hard because everybody's at me. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to get it out. But you guys, have a great day. Don't forget, subscribe, share the podcast, and go follow me on YouTube. I have over 4,000 videos, a lot of covert narcissistic videos on there where you can learn a lot more, okay, at the Game Exposed Podcast on YouTube, okay? The Game Exposed Podcast on YouTube. And have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.